AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is describing what President Trump signed over the weekend as pathetic.
President Trump's recent executive orders are so unserious in terms of meeting the large needs of America as to be pathetic.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats were trying to put people struggling during the pandemic hostage.
They think they have political leverage over the President of the United States, and so they're willing to personally increase the pain for vulnerable families unless they get their way on matters not related to COVID.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked about the timeline for getting that $400 economic relief check.
So we hope to see it quickly and close to immediately. I don't have an exact readout for you on time, but a lot of this will depend on states and them applying, because as you know, it's 75% federal government covering and 25% the states.
President Trump says he has narrowed down sights for a Republican presidential nomination acceptance speech to the White House or the Civil War battleground community, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he thinks the reopening of schools have gone real well, with the exception of photos shared on social media that showed students at one school crowded together in hallways. After the looting and violence overnight in Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a message for President Trump.
We do not need federal troops in Chicago.
More than 100 people were arrested in Chicago, 13 officers injured. Alan Freeman lives in the neighborhood.
Used to go out early in the morning to run. I don't do that any longer, and used to walk at night, and I've stopped doing that.
A natural gas explosion destroyed three row houses in Baltimore, killing a woman and trapping others. At least six others are hospitalized. Firefighters are searching for more survivors. Wall Street, the Dow gained 357 points. This is AP News. A pair of glasses believed to have belonged to India's Mohandas Gandhi is going to be auctioned.
The gold-plated circular rim spectacles are going under the hammer at East Bristol Auctions later this month. The seller's uncle had been working in South Africa and had met Gandhi there. The auctioneers say the champion of non-violent resistance was known for giving away his old pairs, and it can be presumed that they were gifted by way of thanks for some good deed. The owner, though, hadn't quite realised their value when explained to the seller, a man in his 80s, that he would place a guide price of nearly $20,000 on the item. The auctioneer says he could sense the shock. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A nine-member commission says the new Mississippi state flag will not include beer cans, crawfish, a caramel cake, Elvis, or Kermit the Frog. Mississippi recently retired the state banner with the Confederate battle emblem that's widely condemned as racist. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.